Hello and welcome to the Self-Empowered Podcast. My name is Abby Marie and I am so excited about today's episode because we are joined by one of my very close friends and inspiration. Like, she's so amazing, Tash. She is the founder of Hue and Halo and she is a local artist. She quit her 9-to-5 and started her own business. So yeah, I'm super excited to be chatting with Tash today and sharing her story with you. You know, I know that, you know, she always grew up believing that being an artist wasn't a realistic career. So, you know, she traveled down all different areas trying to, you know, fill up that void. So she's got a history of being a makeup artist, fashion designer, a cook, you know, just to name a few. She's created other businesses as well, you know, where she was a visual designer and yeah, so many things, but nothing really was, I guess, hitting that spot for her. You know, nothing was really helping her to feel fulfilled. It wasn't creating that freedom. Freedom is one of her core values. So I'm so excited. So she's going to be sharing her story with us today. Hello and welcome.
So we're doing it really casual today. So I've always been creative. What gave you the push to go from working every day?
Nine to five.
Yeah, 9-to-5. I mean, were you happy working in your 9-to-5 jobs that you had?
Or some of them. Yeah. I get bored really easily. So once I kind of do all the things and I'm like, I'm bored now, I've got to do something else. Mm-hmm. On to the next thing.
Yeah.
The last job, as you know, though, was a bit different. There was a lot going on in the middle of COVID.
Yes.
It was very stressful. And then obviously after Mark lost his mum and we went through all of that, I sat down and just reassessed. I was like, life's too short to just work a 9-to-5, it just doesn't fill you up. So it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You liked the job, it was good pay, but it wasn't lighting you up.
That's it.
Yeah. If you were to die today, you wouldn't have been happy in that.
No, it wasn't fulfilling enough.
Yeah.
Like, there were aspects of it that were fulfilling, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough. That sounds so spoiled, like.
No, that is.
It was perfect, but it wasn't
enough. Yeah, but to me, that's really putting yourself first. You know, like, it's such an old school way, and I'm not sure if you were kind of raised the same, but it's like, you know, you go to work, you make the money, you get the house, you do the things.
Yeah.
And then you wait for retirement until you enjoy your life.
Yeah. So I think I was lucky that Mum and Dad didn't raise us like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dad was always very much, do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you decide you want to be homeless and live on the street because that makes you happy, he's like, do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do the thing. And they were always big on, like, travel and getting out there, do things, try things. Like, you know, life is for living, not just going through the motions.
So yeah.
I think it's just not in me to be settled and stay in one place and just do the norm.
And what's cool about you starting your own business is that this is literally a business that you can take anywhere, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted, something that, because freedom is like one of my core values.
Yes.
It has to be something that I could do anywhere,
uh-huh,
in any way. So.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Hopefully that works out.
Yeah, it will. I can see you traveling the world, just painting everywhere. It's going to be so good. We'll be going to like all your galleries, like in Paris and everywhere. I'm like, that's all I know.
The end. I've made it, I'm in Paris.
Yeah, we've done it now.
Gonna be on to the next thing.
Yeah. So when you're painting, what inspires you to paint? Like, do you have like a routine, or do you just kind of wake up in the morning and feel super inspired? Or
pretty well.
That's good.
And
that's
kind of just like, right, I've got to paint tomorrow, so make sure I've got all the things I need, all the paints and the brushes and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to just sit down and kind of, yeah, I don't know. Just let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah. It's not very structured at all. But
yeah, but I mean, who wants structured art?
Well, that's,
you know, well, I mean, some people do. I know for me, like, if I'm painting, I don't want to be all stiff. Like, you won't find me in a business suit painting. Like,
exactly.
Flowing materials.
That's it.
Yeah.
Walk around the house 10 times, go out to the garden, come back, put another brush stroke on there. Like.
Yes. It's a process.
It is a process. People looking for me outside and probably think, what the hell is she doing? But, like, there's a lot going on upstairs.
Yeah.
Travel and nature, definitely probably my biggest inspiration. Cool. So the things that ground me. So
yeah,
and as you would know, you can't paint unless you're in a good frame of mind.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. And that's cool to like, because I know that you've traveled quite a bit as well to some really amazing places.
Yeah.
So
visited lots of galleries. And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere that you've been that comes to mind when you're painting, or like, do you get any memories of places that you've traveled when you're...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one that I did, and that was based on Camp Hop.
Yeah,
like, cool. The sunrises in the morning. It's just like, it's so calm and airy and there's no one around. Yes. And it's kind of misty and yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, beautiful.
So yeah.
Is that one going to be part of the...
first collection.
Your collection?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I know. Nerve-wracking.
But so cool though. So what will you be offering? So you're going to have your first collection launching very soon.
Mm-hmm. Early next year, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And will that be available in prints or originals or...?
The first collection, just prints.
Yeah, cool.
I'll do a couple of different sizes.
Yeah, nice.
Yes. I'm going to hold on to the originals, I think, for my first
collection
and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. So say if someone was like, hey, we want like a big painting for our waiting room or our studio or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you then say, hey, can you send me a video of the area that it's going to be in?
Yeah,
or would
yeah.
you take photos? Like it wouldn't just be a blind paint. You would want to know the environment.
Yeah. I would say kind of like, what is the feel you're going for? Like, what is your aesthetic? What are you wanting it to say? So like, if it's a doctor's office, you'd be like, so you want it to be calm and kind of, you know, like that healing vibe, like neutral and gentle and soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, yeah, send me a photo of where you want to put it. Send me some dimensions.
Yeah.
And then if they have any inspiration as well, like, is there anything that you like that you think might fit
mm-hmm.
or things that inspire you? Send me through.
Yeah.
All of those little things.
Yeah, that's really cool.
We'll go from there.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Because then you can really paint a picture, can't you? Literally. Paint a picture. Yeah, the chaos! So, you mentioned before that when you're painting, you like to put kind of some affirmations or some words in there. And it's kind of hidden though, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. I kind of like, words are like another part, as you know, creative process.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I like to kind of just roughly, very roughly, scratch in some words.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Or use markers and stuff. And sometimes they show through the layers.
Yeah.
You can kind of see. So
it's like you're...
Another layer.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're energetically feeling it, aren't you? So each painting
yeah,
is not just like
positive words and affirmations hidden in there.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really amazing. So it's cool. So it's like any you know, any piece of art that anyone has from you, it's not just like a paint on a board sort of thing. It's like really positive, energetic, in flow, pure, inspiring, amazing energy that's in it, right? Yeah. Which is so cool, you know, and that's what makes your painting so different to, you know, so many other artists.
I try to make them personal and a little bit edgy. And
which is really
organic, and I hope other people like them. I like them.
Yeah, I love them. I'm sure they will. Oh, this is so amazing. So for the people who are listening, where can they find you? Are you on websites, Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just launched the website.
Woo! Yay! Website launch!
So it's hughandhalo.com.au
mm-hmm.
or you can find me at Hugh and Halo on Instagram or Facebook.
Awesome. And we'll pop some links as well in the descriptions. Cool. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's always so good. And, you know, it's so inspiring. I absolutely love seeing you paint. Like, I think you're so talented and you get into the flow and it's like your true core self just comes out in it, doesn't it? Like, it's just so happy.
It's my happy place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in the zone.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us.